For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Democratic congressional leaders emboldened by the midterm blue wave clashed over a border wall during an Oval Office meeting with President Trump. House Speaker-designate Nancy Pelosi later compared it to a tinkle contest with a skunk.
Nancy, would you like to say something?
The conversation began pleasantly, but that changed quickly.
We should not have a Trump shutdown.
President Trump insisted Democrats support funding for the border wall. Pelosi and Chuck Schumer refused to budge from their $1.3 billion offer.
We urge you to take it.
And if it's not good border security, I
will
take
it. It is very good border
security. Not...
By the end of the struggle, the president said he'd be proud to shut down the government.
If we don't get what we want...
Schumer told reporters afterwards that he witnessed a presidential temper tantrum.
This temper tantrum...
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Gas prices are continuing to fall across the country. With more, here's John Clements.
The national average for the price of gasoline is now at $2.41 a gallon. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us the price of gasoline is down 30 cents a gallon from a month ago.
The national average is now down about 5 cents a gallon versus where gas prices were 1 year ago when they stood at $2.46. In addition, the national average has plunged 30 cents a gallon from $2.71 a gallon a month ago.
Bowing to pressure from members of his own party, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said he will schedule a floor vote on a bill to overhaul the nation's federal sentencing laws. Texas Republican John Cornyn.
We finally realized that being smart on crime is more important than just being tough on crime. And by that I mean that people who go to prison get out of prison, and the question is, are they going to be better prepared than when they went in, when they come out?
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
USA Radio's Robin Walensky reports on a deadly snowstorm in North Carolina.
A man was killed when a tree fell off his truck. And in Haywood County, a woman living at home on hospice care passed away during the storm.
An extremely deadly and dangerous situation in North Carolina. Democratic Governor Roy Cooper says at least three people killed in a massive snowstorm in his state.
A year's worth of snowfall or more fell in some places in little more than a day.
The verdict is in. A once popular cable channel will soon be back in session. Here's USA's Chris Barnes with more.
Its 17-year run ended in 2008 when Turner rebranded it as True TV.
And what about the gripping testimony, Harlan, where he describes how visibly upset...
This time a network, Court TV, is expected to come back on air next year. It will be relaunched as part of the EW Scripps Company, including its trademark, website, and 100,000 hours of original content that Scripps acquired from Turner Broadcasting. Some original Court TV anchors will be back. Katz Networks, part of the EW Scripps company, saying it will relaunch Court TV as a new round-the-clock network offering gavel-to-gavel trial coverage on the air and online in May of 2019.
An all-new episode tonight at 10:30 on Court TV.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio...